USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the NRA at the national meeting in Indianapolis.
And we believe in the right to self-defense and the right to protect your family, your community, and your loved ones. We believe in the wisdom of our founders. And we believe in freedom and liberty and the right to keep and bear arms.
The so-called experts were again off the mark regarding the growth of the U.S. economy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
A semi-truck carrying lumber crashed on Interstate 70 in Colorado, killing several people and damaging more than two dozen cars. Authorities are continuing to investigate the accident. Ty Countryman is with the Lakewood Police Department. He says they're confident about putting the suspect behind bars.
We feel at this time we have enough probable cause to charge the vehicular homicide.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was speaking in New York City Thursday night. He was discussing the criticism he's endured during Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
I saw one of these professional provocateurs at a holiday party. He approached me very politely. He said, "I'm sorry I'm making your life miserable." And I said, "You do your job and I'll do mine." His job is to entertain and motivate partisans so he can keep making money. My job is to enforce the law in a nonpartisan way. That is the whole point of the oath that so many of us have taken.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump and leading Democratic presidential candidates seem to agree on one thing. Something needs to be done to alleviate the nation's $1.5 trillion student loan crisis. One thing both sides will agree upon is right now the system is broke and needs to be fixed. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst. She joined CBS this morning and has some tips for you regarding student loans.
First of all, these letters are really confusing because there is no uniform way that colleges and universities have to report to families about what is loan, what is grant, what is scholarship. So when you get that letter, be very careful. Families are often confusing loans and grants. That's number one. Number two, when you look at that letter, no, it's for 1 year only. Mm-hmm. So that first year, a lot of families presume this will be the next 2 years, 3 years. And you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean that's the case. Mm-hmm. And also understand there's a difference between a federal direct subsidized and unsubsidized loan. Subsidized loan means that when the money is disbursed, they wait to start the interest calculation until you graduate. An unsubsidized loan, that clock starts ticking as soon as the money is disbursed. Hey, parents, those PLUS loans, those are ticking away too, whether your kid graduates or not.
And as far as finding out the interest rate on those loans, Schlesinger says good luck. You have to read the fine print. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.